Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, the executive operating model we run in private, four sessions that turn AI anxiety into board grade decisions. Four things to know. One, leaders must agree on goals and limits to avoid organizational drift. Two, assess the current state by mapping work, not assuming processes. Three, choose one operating path decisively with clear ownership. Four, integrate strategy and execution with concrete action plans and governance. Now, the piece, this is not a blog framework exercise. This is the operating model we run with executive teams when the stakes are real and the room is private. If you're reading this, you're probably part of one of these teams. You know, artificial intelligence is changing your economics, but you're not aligned on what to do first. Your leadership team has opinions, but no shared decision model. Your engineering organization has pockets of progress, but no enterprise execution system. Your board wants speed. Your operators want safety, and your managers are stuck in the middle. You're not unusual. This is normal. Most executive teams need this conversation facilitated because internal politics, incentive misalignment, and functional blind spots are stronger than good intentions. You cannot whiteboard your way through this in one leadership offsite. You need structure, sequence, and objective pressure testing. That is what this model is for. Before we step into the first session, 5 business days of executive pre-work are required. We collect just enough to prevent unproductive debate. Inputs requested include your current strategy deck or annual plan, your top 10 enterprise initiatives and their status and delivery metrics, like lead time, deployment frequency, change failure rate, and mean time to recovery. We also need financial targets, including revenue, margin, and earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization expectations. Finally, we look at risk and compliance constraints alongside an organization chart and role map across product, engineering, security, legal, finance, and human resources. From this, we prepare pre-reads, including a 3-page context brief, an initial hypothesis tree covering value and constraints, and a draft metrics model with definitions to avoid language confusion in session. The following leaders must attend all core sessions. This includes the Chief Executive Officer or Business Unit General Manager, the Chief Technology Officer or Chief Information Officer, and a Chief Financial Officer or a Finance Delegate with Budget Authority. We also require the Chief People Officer or Human Resources Leader, the Head of Product, and the Head of Engineering or Delivery. If these seats are missing, the process degrades fast. The first session lasts 2.5 to 3 hours and is focused on defining the end state. This is a closed-door executive alignment session with the goal of getting one definition of success across business, technology, and operating constraints. From 0 to 20 minutes, we handle context reset and decision framing to clarify why this process exists and which decisions must be made in this cycle. From 20 to 55 minutes, we cover business outcomes and enterprise priorities, including revenue, margin, speed, and non-negotiables. From 55 minutes to 1 hour and 25 minutes, we map constraints across regulatory, legal, talent, platform, and budget limits. After a 10-minute break, we spend 45 minutes on metrics and horizon alignment to define what better means in 90 days, 6 months, and 12 months. From 2 hours and 20 minutes to 2 hours and 50 minutes, we declare trade-offs. We close by 3 o'clock with executive commitments. The outputs are a signed end state statement, a success scorecard, and a decision rights matrix. Without this, everything after it is theater. In the next week or two, we map the current state. This phase involves interviews and operating diagnostics to create an evidence-based map of how work actually flows today. We conduct 12 to 20 stakeholder interviews, mapping delivery flow from idea to production and analyzing queue and wait states across functions. We look at required versus habitual controls and map organizational friction like decision latency and handoff failure points. We interview executive sponsors, product and engineering leadership, and partners across finance, legal, and human resources. We measure time and work versus time waiting, bottleneck, migration patterns, and capacity consumed by overhead. The outputs include a current state operating map and a what is true memo that provides uncomfortable facts with clear evidence. This phase prevents wishful planning. The third session lasts 3 to 4 hours and is used to select the path to the end state. This is the decision architecture session where we choose the operating path rather than just discussing options. Pathways we evaluate include transforming the current state in place, building a parallel operating model, outsourcing selected capabilities, or a hybrid model. Decision criteria include time to impact in 90, 180, or 365 days, as well as total cost and execution risk. The agenda includes an option walkthrough and pressure testing by finance, legal, and delivery. After a 10-minute break, we move to scenario modeling and risk-adjusted comparisons. We end with a decision gate and ownership assignment. You leave with a single accountable direction, not a request to explore more options. The final 2 to 3 hour session delivers the executive decision brief and action plan. The goal is to convert strategy into a concrete, risk-aware execution package. We deliver a 90-day execution blueprint, a 12-month operating roadmap, and a resourcing model with budget implications. We review weekly milestones, dependency gates, and a risk register with mitigation owners. This results in an implementation charter and a cadence model for weekly operating reviews and quarterly board checkpoints. A typical program timeline starts with pre-work in week zero, followed by the end state session in week one. Interviews and diagnostics happen during weeks one and two. The path decision is made in week three, and the final decision brief is delivered in week four. Launch support and governance stand-up follow in weeks five and six. This can be compressed, but quality drops if leadership availability is fragmented. When we say executive, we do not mean abstract. It means economic outcomes instead of activity volume. It means decision rights instead of committee drift. It means sequencing instead of slideware. It means risk controls instead of fear-based paralysis. If a plan does not survive contact with finance, legal, people, and delivery realities, it is not executive grade. You might ask why you shouldn't just use a big consulting firm. McKinsey and Boston Consulting Group are world-class at broad strategic framing. They build polished analysis quickly. But your team is not asking only for a strategy artifact. You're asking for a point of view grounded in day-to-day artificial intelligence software execution and leadership behavior under real constraints. We live in this operating reality every day. We still build, ship, and run the same workflows we recommend. This process is strategy and execution in the same room to make this work. We need one executive sponsor with authority, full attendance from required leaders, and an honest disclosure of constraints. You must be willing to choose a path and stop hedging. If your team is not ready for that, wait. If you're ready, this process gives you clarity fast. The bottom line is that this is a private executive conversation that most leadership teams eventually need. Not because you're weak, but because the shift is large, cross-functional, and politically expensive. You should not do it alone. Run the four sessions, define the end state, map what is true, choose the path, commit to the plan, then execute. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.